see that for the first time?
Excited about it. You know, the young guys in that room, having an opportunity to soak up as much information and knowledge in the classroom, and then they're able to go out on the practice field and apply some of the lessons that they're taught, the fundamentals, the techniques, when we put them in certain situations. So if they use those fundamentals and techniques, they'll be successful. So it's been exciting just to see them compete, and that's really what it boils down to, putting them in situations where they compete at a high level and improve on our practice habits.
Edgar, do you remember when you came into the league, how long did it take you to get comfortable with pass protection as a running back? I mean, it's a skill that's talked about a lot. It's not easy to learn. What was it like for you, and are you able to pass any of that on to all these young guys trying to pick it up now?
Well, starting off, you know, as far as getting comfortable, I would say I probably never got comfortable, because we all know how important it is. I mean, and certainly here in Green Bay, when it comes to protecting our quarterback, that's priority number one. So from that standpoint, a big part of it starts going back to the classroom as far as their preparation, knowing their assignment. That's key, the assignment, and then knowing the fundamentals and techniques to apply to picking up their assignment. If we do get a pressure situation like a dog or a blitz, how to pick that defender up. So I think that's the starting point. And then being consistent about it. So as of right now, they're all getting an opportunity. We have walkthroughs on the practice field, and then they obviously get those opportunities on the practice field. So when they are in those one-on-one situations, you know, they make it count. And I think so far, some of our young guys have done a pretty good job of that. And now we just got to continue to build on it and be consistent.
And you guys only have, like, 16 practices. It's not like 50, you used to have. So what's going to separate those rookie running backs to determine who plays behind Ty and who doesn't?
It always comes down to being consistent. Anytime you're a young player, the number one thing you want to make sure you get done, you don't want to make mistakes. And if you do have an occasional mistake, you got to learn from it so you never repeat that mistake. And so, you know, that's a big part of it, being consistent. And then, you know, you'll start to see guys play with that confidence. You're obviously running the football, that's important. Catching the football as a receiver out of the backfield as well. But again, going back to the pass protection, you know, you can't stress it enough as far as the overall importance of being able to be in sync with that protection unit, the offensive line, and understanding the role that they play in the protection game.
Early in the year, between like February and April, there were a lot of questions for Mike and Aaron about that right guard spot with TJ, you know, not being here. And everybody talked about how it would be a competition and a rotation, and it seems like Jari's really just sort of put a stranglehold there. Is there a significant gap between him and anybody that might have challenged for that spot?
Well, there's always open competition, but, you know, again, you're talking about a extremely high-quality veteran player. And, you know, you go back and you look at, you know, his overall resume and some of the things that he's been able to accomplish playing at a high level consistently throughout his entire career. And number two, our young players can learn from a player of that caliber. You know, he leads by example. He goes about doing it every single day the exact same way. That's his approach. And I think all of our young guys can kind of learn from that. When we talk about preparation, what it looks like, the detail that goes into it, I think he's done a great job of that.
Justin McCray played in the Arena League before he came here. Do you see any, you know, when you see him pass block and things, are there things that are noticeable that have to change, or are there some benefits to playing in that? You know, those wide splits they do there?
Well, first of all, you know, he's a physical player. You know, that jumps off the tape. When you turn the tape on and you see his physicality, jumps off the tape. I think our offensive line coaches, they do a great job as far as, you know, emphasizing the fundamentals. You know, and I can't say it enough because that's what we're built on. That's our foundation. That's who we are, and that's what we're about from a fundamental standpoint. So, you know, when we talk about our set, our punch, our finish, mirror, you know, those guys hear that, and they practice that every single day. And so they'll all continue to improve. But, you know, he's another young player that, you know, certainly has an opportunity to show what he can do, and he's certainly getting the reps to do it.
Was there a specific area that Jamal Williams kind of separated himself to earn those first unit reps yesterday?
You know what? You go back and watch the tape. He did a really good job from a protection standpoint. And so now it goes back to what I said earlier as far as being consistent, doing it every single time. When he's in that huddle, protecting our quarterback every single time, knowing his assignment and being extremely efficient at how he's blocking whenever we get in that situation, that one-on-one. And so I would probably say that's probably more than anything else stands out with him.
Are his receiving skills natural, or is he a guy who's kind of a, you know, self-made running back who's working on it still?
You know, I think as far as natural, I think all of our guys, we continue to work on it. And it's always the detail of it as far as how you catch the football, being fundamentally sound from that standpoint, never allowing the ball to cross your eyes, looking the ball all the way in, extending your hands, catching the ball away from your body. I think all of those guys are capable of doing that. It always goes back to just being consistent.
Edgar, as a joke here, I don't hold back as in a sexy position. Has Joe Carrot
gotten
to at least
start
for you?
Very consistent, very savvy, instinctive runner, does a nice job from a run blocking standpoint, plays with leverage, hands inside, accelerates, his feet on contact, or we say drive the backside knee. All of that shows up on tape. You know, for a young player where he's at, we just got to continue to improve on a daily basis. But he's, you know, he's doing some really positive things.
What do you feel comfortable with backing up Corey Linsley at center?
Number of different players right now. It hasn't really been determined yet. Obviously, that's a big part of what we do, or have an opportunity to do in training camp, give guys the opportunity to show what they can do and do it at a high level. So it's early in that stage.